Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
The pitch. Rojas hits a high hopper, and it's out of the reach of Tena, and it's down the left field line. It's going to be an extra base hit for Rojas, flying into second, around second, heading to third. The throw, he's saved. It's a triple for Rojas. Boy, good thing he's safe.
Yeah, you said it, Scott. Good thing he's safe. Honestly, I'm going to bear myself out there. And it's the morning show from Borgata. John Ritchie, James Seltzer, and Joe DeCam, Maria Hughes, Devin Caney hanging out. Dan Wilson back in the studio doing a great job. There was a large part of me that when that moment happened, I wanted him to be called out on the replay because I was like, you deserve. We're going to lose. Yeah. You deserve to
we're gonna
feel.
Lose.
You deserve
we
to
need,
feel
we
this
need
loss.
To rub it in
yes.
your face.
And not just for him, for the team.
Rub
like,
your
it's
nose
like
in
that.
It.
Like, let it be let it be a thing. Let it become a thing where it's like, this can't yeah. happen because we have seen too much boneheaded stuff. Whether
this
it's
lack of discipline
defensive
is
stuff.
Why we're not playing up to our capabilities.
100%.
Right now.
Yeah. All right, 215-592-9494. Want to get your calls in on it. 725, Elliot Shore Parks is going to join us with an Eagles update. Plus, Howie Roseman joined the station yesterday. He was on with Jack and Ike yesterday. Jack in for Spike yesterday. We're going to get to some of that, too. I want to get John Ritchie's thoughts on an interesting answer about Dallas Goedert. That's coming up in a little bit as well. Again, plus your calls and your chance to win Elvis Costello tickets, giving us a title with man, woman, boy, or girl in it. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to our buddy Ed in Phoenixville. Eddie.
Hiya, pal.
Hey, pal. How you doing? You didn't give me Mr. Seltzer. When Ed calls me every day off the air, no matter what, I'll be like, Eddie, pal, this. He's always like, Mr. Seltzer.
So formal.
You guys are formal, yeah.
We don't mess around.
That's classy, Eddie.
It's the forced formality. It's kind of ironic. But anyway, couple of things. One, I've had about enough of Nick Castellanos' loopy, slow uppercut swing. You see how his stats just kind of fluctuate. Last year, he started epically bad, and then he kind of balanced out. But at the end of the season, he was 750 OPS, average. Now he's right around, like, average. I don't really know what to expect out of the guy. That's number one. And number two, with Trey Turner's defense, I was looking at the defensive run save metric, which I don't know how to calculate it, but I kind of get it. He's ranked third from the bottom in baseball.
There's two worse? Wow. Wait, are you saying just at shortstop or at all positions?
Just at shortstop.
Okay. I mean, it's still horrendous.
You figured there's, you know, how many teams in the league? He's like 36. So there's like, it's insane.
Now it jives with the eye test. I would have guessed he starts about, yeah. But Ed, I mean that is astounding. Again, this is a guy who was paid $300 million to play shortstop for the field. That's the whole thing. Like, moving to left field, sure. Like, you're overpaying your left fielder. Now but the thing is, again, it would be all right. Like, not all right, but we could get through it. If this guy were hitting the ball out of the ballpark, we're ripping doubles, we're stealing bases, we're hitting triples. Like, he is a singles guy who never steals bases, who can't play defense. Right now, he is a disaster for the money.
Yeah, there's a comp that I wanted to mention real quick. It's kind of a deep pull, but you remember a player named Jose Offerman for the Dodgers?
Who are you talking to? Of course I remember Jose Offerman.
Yeah, so 92 through 95, he averaged 30 errors playing shortstop. That's the last season he played shortstop full-time.
Yeah.
After that, his offensive production improved. So as it relates to Trey, like...
I like this thought. Maybe if he's not focusing on the defense, he can focus on the bat and just get better at that.
Get him out of that position.
It's possible.
Run, catch ball. The throwing's always an adventure, but they need to do something there.
No,
this is unsustainable.
All right, Eddie, you got an answer for us for a title?
The most unique parent...
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Set up ever, three men and a baby.
Yeah, it's a good answer. Yep. Three men and
that
a baby.
That was a fun movie.
Yes, a fun, dumb movie.
Yeah, very dumb.
Yeah, that it's Steve Gutenberg. What happened to Steve Gutenberg?
See Steve. He was a lot in the 90s.
Like, because Tom Selleck's still on TV. Ted Danson's still on
TV. Steve Gutenberg just saved
people
in
the
fires.
You're right. Like, that's where he was. Yeah.
He was like a hero. Yeah.
Of Officer Mahoney. Mahoney?
Yep, Mahoney from Police Academy. I loved him in Police Academy.
I mean,
everyone did.
Yeah.
He was such a, I don't know, like a
rakish,
a rootable guy.
Yeah, he was great.
And then what happened? Where'd he go?
I'm with you. That's a question I'm asking. Let's talk to our buddy Ken in Cinnamon. Ken, you seem like a big Steve Gutenberg guy. You got any idea what happened to Steve Gutenberg?
I thought Steve Gutenberg was one of the worst actors I had ever seen.
Oh, no. Did I not notice? Maybe because I was a little kid.
I haven't gone back to many of those.
Yeah.
He might be a horrendous actor.
I mean, I'm watching Police Academy as like a 10-year-old.
Yeah, same. Younger even.
It worked for us then.
Police Academy was funny, but he was never going to be nominated for any best actor.
Yeah, but he just had that smile. He was always
happy. Yeah, he seemed so likable. So likable.
Man, I wanted to commit a crime so he would come over and just be nice to me while being, you know, the arresting officer.
He's probably off counting his money somewhere.
Yeah, good friends.
So I think you guys know that I have not been Rob Thompson's biggest fan. I am not on the kind of emotional roller coaster that a lot of Phillies fans are on right now. And you know, you can just hear it in James' tone of voice this morning. You know, you've hit that octave a few times this morning, James. So
hit that octave. Hit that high note.
Got to.
You can always tell when James is fired up when he's breaking glass in your house when your Alexa's turned up too loud. So I'm not on that roller coaster because my expectations for this team this year in particular were tempered by the fact that I just don't think they're that good. I think they have way too many holes in this lineup. You can't, and the one thing that this team cannot afford, if they're have any aspirations of achieving anything, they cannot afford for guys like Alec Bohm to just fall off. Guys like Alec Bohm have to kind of overperform for this team to really have any aspirations.
Yeah, so they ran it back. Well, and the problem is that guys are worse. You know, guys have been worse. And to your point, yes.
The mindset. The team mindset is messed up right now. And, guys, remember, I hate to keep crossing it weird going across sports, but the mindset of the Eagles team that just won the Super Bowl was in the tank prior to the week five bye this last year. You remember that?
Of course.
We were a mess.
Yeah, everybody, they wanted Sirianni fired.
We were a mess. We needed that bye so bad for a reset, just a total reset. Everyone take a step back and evaluate exactly what it's going to take for us to straighten this out. That's what our Phillies need right now.
Yeah.
Like really,
it's
realistically.
Shame they don't have buys in baseball, right?
I know. Realistically, you need to examine why. Take a step back, take a deep breath, and apply the talent, man. Apply the talent with a little dash of discipline, and you got a chance.
Ken, you got a title with man, woman, boy, or girl in it?
Yeah, I just real quick. I don't think Alec Bohm is fixable here in Philadelphia.
I don't disagree.
The change of scenery for him would probably help him a lot.
Oh, there was a reason two people on this show were yelling at named Joe DeGaro. Three people. We were all yelling at him, saying, "You know, maybe they should trade Alec Bohm."
I think they tried to.
I know they did, but you know, sometimes it's just it ends in a place. You're right, Ken. All right, Ken, what's your answer?
A very underrated Steve Martin comedy. Dead Men Don't Wear Plaid.
Oh, I forgot about that movie. I've probably not seen that movie since I was a kid.
Yeah.
You never? Oh, don't even know it.
No.
Yeah. It was.
I love Steve Martin.
Yeah, you should check it out. It's a solid movie from what I remember when I was like 10 years old. Yeah. So I don't know if that really plays. All right.
He's like glued with Martin Short now.
Oh, you know, yeah. I know. They're
like,
I love it.
They're
like a
playground
team. Like a
where
team.
You would glue with your best friend when you'd pick teams. Did you do that?
I don't remember gluing. No.
You know, like picking teams.
Yeah, of course, but I don't remember gluing.
Oh yeah,
I would just pick my buddies first. But I get I get your point.
It's
picking teams is so cool, and when you're young,
it is. Cool.
It is.
I was gonna say elementary school, but any level of life.
I bet they don't do it as much anymore.
I'm sure
because everything is.
I'm sure they don't.
So kind and gentle.
All right.